I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots of projects just don't work out. You know, that is the reality. That's probably why I started this whole segment called Failure Friday, which we did yesterday. We'll do it again next week. I really love to talk about what doesn't go well. And a lot of things that I have tried, you know, have completely failed or sometimes just turned into something else along the way, which is really interesting because it's not always a failure. It's often like a transition. So I've learned to just keep going, you know, come what may, I'm just going to keep making stuff. You know, of course, this is a learned skill. I think it's something that is important for everyone to learn wherever possible, not just in the side hustling world, but in life in general. Just keep going, try different stuff. So today we're going to hear from a caller, a listener whose previous side hustle venture didn't work out. It basically was a failed partnership with a friend. Sometimes those partnerships just don't end well. So good news is it sounds like this one ended amicably. Is that the right way to say that word? I think it means, you know, they still get along, but they don't have a business anymore. So now our listener is ready to make another attempt of her own. I love this question. Hopefully I can have some helpful feedback for her. Question is about recovering after a failed partnership. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, so I have this report that's not amazing, but hopefully it will become something amazing soon. My friend and I tried to start a fashion line. We had a lot of fun brainstorming. We went to meetings, we read up, we had a logo design and a website outline. But in the end, it didn't work out. I might have been the problem, to be honest. While my friend was really into the idea, I have a different design aesthetic than her. Thankfully, we stopped before we spent much money, and we remained friends. I know that's not always the case. Now I want to move forward with my idea, and for some reason I feel hesitant. This fear of taking a concrete action step may have been part of what hindered the previous project, in addition to a different stylistic preference. What can I do to proceed with confidence?
Well, this is such a great question. Thank you for sharing it. And it actually sounds to me like the previous project didn't actually end that poorly. You know, it definitely could have been worse, right? Like I've heard of far, far worse. Sounds like you tried something with your friend and you realized that you both wanted something different, and that's okay. You're moving on to other stuff while still, you know, being in good relationship with your friend. So not too bad at all. So now you're ready for take two. While I understand that you may feel a little intimidated, it's smart, I think, that you're not doing this one with a partner. I think partnerships, you know, it's more difficult to succeed in a business partnership than in a solopreneurship. So you've gained some experience, you have some knowledge. It sounds like you need to take some of those concrete action steps that you mentioned. Really, the best way to gain confidence in a situation like this is through additional experience. In other words, by taking action. Okay. So, you know, let's consider, like, what are some forward-looking actions you could take? I mean, anything to do with basic logistics, like registering your domain name, getting your website set up, starting to think about your email list. Those kinds of practical steps just kind of get you in that mindset of like, okay, something's happening here. Maybe also thinking clearly about your offer, just being really intentional about, okay, what is it that I'm going to offer? An offer has a promise, a pitch, a price. I've talked about that a few different times. Offers are key. People don't buy ideas, they buy offers. And setting clear timelines and milestones. Maybe that's the third thing. Just once again, being specific about, okay, this is going to come to market on this date. And for that to happen, I need to have these 8 steps completed. You know, what are those 8 steps? What are the days I'm going to have them finished by? It's okay if you have to adjust a little bit as you go. But basically, anything you do that makes you feel that momentum is in your favor. I think that just helps so much. And honestly, since our listener is asking this question and already has some of that experience, I think she's in a great place. So just take those steps. We are all cheering for you here. Let us know how it goes. And listeners, what about you? Let us know if you have a question or something you're working on, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch, sometimes relaunch, and grow their projects. That's all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care of yourself out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.